Thought this morning is the toils of the road. That word toil is defined as long, strenuous, fatiguing labor. It has a laborious effect. It involves struggle. It involves a battle. And it involves having to be able to endure snares, traps, and trials. So in thinking about this in a natural sense, no doubt most of us have in our natural life, we've set out to accomplish maybe specific goals or specific tasks that we have, whether it was in school or work, whatever it was, something that you desired to accomplish that took some effort, that had some struggles along the way, that took maybe some battles that you had to go through. Maybe for some, when you think about going to school, for some people, schooling is easier than it is for other people. So sometimes, even as a teenager, some have a goal just to be able to get through high school. And to be able to walk across the aisle and shake the principal's hand to get your diploma. And so maybe there were some many struggles and things that some even went through to get through high school. You know, and that maybe there was just times along the way where they felt like this is just too hard. I can't do this. But something about having a determination that I'm going to do this to be able to get through that. And maybe even some had the privilege to go on to college. And that's just maybe a whole nother level of struggle. I remember being in college and I went to school for 5 years and thinking about some of the things that I had to, some toils of the road going through college. As I went through college, there was many times where I had sleepless nights. We had to stay up all night doing work, just trying to fight through the weariness and tiredness. And maybe think about even when I was maybe I missed out on some things because I had to, there was certain things that I had to do that I had to get done. And it's like, well, y'all going to do such and such. Well, I can't do it. I can't do it because there's something else I have to do. So that's maybe something else maybe that I missed out on that maybe was, if I could just neglect this. And I go and I can have fun with everybody else, but I would have had to pay the price for that, right? So there's certain things like that. So just sometimes there's things that we struggle and go through. Maybe times where we come across things where you say, you know what? This is too hard. I just make one to just quit. Now, I remember a time when I had just finished my third year of college, so I was 3/5 of the way complete. And it was one of my roughest semesters. And I had to think about, well, am I going to continue doing this? Or am I going to switch and do something else? Because that was pretty difficult. But you know, I was saved and depending on the Lord. It's like, I've come too far now. Lord, I'm looking to you to help me to get to the end. And thank God he did. Praise God. And I'm using my own personal experiences it's not about me. All of us have different experiences. So I apologize for using myself as an example, but I'm trying to make a point. So there was something else that I had some toils along the way. In my profession, in order to be called a licensed architect, there are certain criteria that they had. There was exams that I had to take, 6 exams. There was some struggle that I faced along the way. I had some toils of the road, and I didn't realize this until the other day when I was looking back into this. So I told you there was 6 exams, and I'm just being vulnerable with you this morning. I look back, and I had 14 failures along the way. And I was looking and saw one particular test. I didn't get it until the 6th try. I could have gave up, right? I could have said, this is just too much. I mean, how many times do I have to do over and over? And you know, these, some of the 4.5 hours long and studying for months and just over and over and over, 6 times? Had to keep going, right? You know, the thing about it is, and I'm going to talk about the toils of the road this morning, but the encouragement for us is getting through them. Right. So I know that's the title, but we're talking about getting through the toils of the road along the way. See, and so now that I've met all the requirements now, and I'm able to put in my send an email, my name has it can say architect after it. Nobody asked me how many times did you take the test. Nobody asked me how many times did you fail. Ain't nobody asked how long did it take you. That's not asked. All you know is at the end of my name are these credentials. And I had some toils along the way, but thank God I made it. I didn't give up. I didn't say this is too hard. I can't do it. It's just too much. I kept going by the help and by the grace of God. So I give, we use natural examples, but we recognize that there's something that's so greater and further, that's greater important. It's our spiritual life and where we are along the journey and the pathway of life, right? There's a verse of a phrase of the song. It says, the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. See, now when I look back, like I said, until the other day, I didn't even realize, man, I failed 14 tests. But it don't matter now, right? I met the criteria, right? I accomplished the goal by the help and by the grace of God. So we know these accomplishments are good, but the most critical and the most important journey as we go through life is our spiritual journey. So where are we going? So we got to talk about that first, right? Where are we going? So let's start in Revelation. Familiar verses of scripture in Revelation. We'll start in the second chapter of Revelation, verse 10, and then we'll read a verse in the third chapter of Revelation as well. Revelation 2 and 10.
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer.
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer.
Behold.
The devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, I will give thee a crown of life. So the focus here is the last portion of that verse. So the Jesus here speaking, saying, be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. So we have something that we're aiming for. What are we being faithful for? We're being faithful in our relationship with God, right? So the encouragement is be faithful in your relationship with God. Follow his leadings and guidance as in directings as you go through your life. And if you do that at the end of your life, I got a crown for you. So that's what we're working for. All of us are working for a crown. It says, if you're faithful unto death, I'll give you a crown of life. So as we're going through this life, are we going to face some toils along the way? You know, anything that you have strived to achieve took some effort. Then you had some toils along the way. So we're endeavoring by the grace of God to get a crown. We're going to have to go through some things to get it. All right. So now let's go to Revelation 3 and 11. Behold. He said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. All right. So here again, Jesus with some encouraging words to those that he was speaking with here. He said, I come quickly. So what that lets us know is we don't know when he's coming. right? So we got to be faithful, right? Because I must be faithful, because if I want to get my crown that's waiting for me, I don't know when he's coming. So I got to be ready, and I got to stay ready and be faithful along the way. But then there's something else that's mentioned here in the second part of this verse. Hold thou fast what you have. Hold on to what I've given you. Don't let it go. Don't let loose of these truths that I've given you in my word. Hold on to them. But then there's something else. It says, let no man take thy crown. You know what that tells me this morning? That God, it's his intent that everybody have a crown. You know, there are some thoughts in the ideas in the world that sometimes that people are predestined. This scripture says, let no man take your crown. So that means that each of us individually have a crown. We all have a crown, and it's up to us to hold on. When we get a hold of God, to hold on like never before, and then just grasp and hold on it so I can go claim that crown that's got my name on it. So that's where we're going now. But as we go there and as we endeavor to get there, why does it say let no man take that crown? That means somebody might be able to hinder me along the way, to hinder me on my journey. And I can't allow that to happen. I got to keep my eyes on Jesus and keep my eyes focused on him and not allow anybody that's going to deter me from getting that crown. We have something to gain. It won't be easy, and we will have to toil. Right? So by the help of the Lord this morning, I want to, my desire this morning is to encourage us on our spiritual journey. To encourage us, whatever that we face along the way, to remind us what God has provided for us. Yes, are there going to be some toils of the road? Yes. It's not going to be easy. That's just the way it is. And it hasn't been easy for anyone. Anyone that's endeavored to gain their crown, they've had to go through some toils of the road now. So I'm not going to be exempt. I'm going to have to go through it. You know, I may have to, as some of these it's going to take some strenuous, fatiguing labor. There are going to be some times when I may be just worn out and tired and feel like, how can I make it? As I endeavor to get to that crown, see? I'm going to have some trials and tests of life. There are going to be some snares and traps along the way. But I got to keep my eyes on Jesus. Some of that was mentioned a little bit this morning in Sunday school, talking about how we're going to have to fight to get there. We're going to have to go through some things. We're going to have to. The enemy is going to be after us. He doesn't want us to get it. But we got to have a determination within our own hearts by the help and by the grace of God that we can get it. We can gain it. We can obtain it. So I want to encourage us, don't be hindered. Don't be hindered by the toils of the road. Don't allow the things that come against you to be a hindrance to you. Keep in mind, you got a crown that you got to gain. So God, in his love and in his mercies, he set things out for us that we can hold on to help us along the way. So we don't have, does that mean that nothing's going to come to We absolutely know that we're going to have to fight. Right. We just figure that out. That is a done deal. It's not, you're going to have to fight. There is no easy road. You know, I believe the scripture talks about wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. But narrow is the gate, right? And straight is the way that leads it to life. So in order to go the straight and narrow way, we're going to have to go through some things as we go through this life. But you know what? The wonderful thing, God can be with us. You know, and with this is why the enemy likes to try to trick people. What do we have, each and every one of us? What do we have? We have a soul, but really, we have a day, right? Really, every one of us, we're here now, and this is today. Do I got tomorrow in the bag? Do I got next week in the bag? Do I got next month in the bag? Next year? See, just today. So all I need to be concerned about is today. Doesn't that seem that when you break it down like that, doesn't that make it seem easier? You mean I just need to be concerned about today? Well, God had provisions for that for us. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter and the 25th verse. Deuteronomy 33 and 25.
Thy shoes shall be iron.
Thy shoes shall be iron.
And brass.
And as thy day. So shall thy strength be. So I have a promise here that lets me know as my day is, so shall my strength be. So Lord, if you give me today, if I wake up, when I wake up and open my eyes and it's another day, thank you, Lord, for today. Now I can stand on his word and I can say, Lord, you promised to give me strength for today. I don't know what toils I'm going to face today. I don't know what I'm going to have to go through today, Lord, but you promised strength for my day. So I can rely on the daily strength that God has for us as we journey day by day. I don't have to be concerned about what I might face tomorrow. I don't have to be concerned about what I might face next week or what's coming down the pipe next year. Right? I just have to worry about today. Now, I'm not saying that we don't make plans and different things like that. It's human nature, right, to make plans for different things. But you know what we do with our plans? We put them in God's hands. Right? I believe there's a verse that talks about saying, if the Lord will. You know, we can talk about things that we want to do, but that's only as the Lord wills. Lord, just give me, you've given me today, give me the strength for today. And as I endeavor to gain my crown today, Lord, give me the victory for today. That's all I need to be concerned about. Lord, you said you give me strength for the day. The writer said, whatever thy trial or difficulty may be, I shall always give thee grace to support thee under and bring thee through them. See, that's what the strength that God has. So, even when I start my day, I don't know what I'm going to face. We don't know what we're going to face each day, but we can rely on the Lord knowing he said he's going to give me strength as my day. And strength is grace, is help, is his support, is him being right there behind me, holding me up as I go along the way. So I can rely on that and know that whatever God has for me, he's wisely proportioned the grace and the comforts for whatever he has for me. Whatever he's called on me for that day, he's going to give me what I need. And I can rely on his word to know that he will give daily strength. I don't have to be concerned. You know, sometimes we get too concerned about things that we don't have to be concerned about. Why do we do those things to ourselves? Lord, I'm going to just put this in your hands. Because, Lord, I don't have the strength to deal with this. Lord, you said you'd give me strength, but you also said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me so I can yoke up with you. And I don't have to carry these different things. I can lean on you for that. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I just need to worry about one day at a time. Isn't that? That's why that song is so wonderful, isn't it? Say one day, just one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking of you. The songwriter says in that song, give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. And that's what he promised, right? He said he'd give us strength as our day. I can't worry about yesterday. I cannot go back to yesterday and try to fix that. The song said, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus. And I can worry about tomorrow, but I might not get to tomorrow. Tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, Lord. Show me the way one day at a time. I believe that's how the enemy gets people. Get too worried about so many things. I just need to, let me serve you today, Lord. Yes, I'm going to face some things today, but Lord, help me to be faithful today. That's all I need to be concerned about. Why do so many start out for the Lord and fall away? Because they stop taking it one day at a time. If you take your relationship with God one day at a time, you rely on him for strength and help as you go through this life. When you face trial and test, lean on him, trust in him, depend on him, ask him to help you for the day. If you do that by the help and grace of God, you'll make it till tomorrow if he give it to you. And then you take tomorrow as today and you treat it the same way. And then you do that over and over and over and over again. And next thing you know, you'll end this life and you'll gain your crown. But what about if I get a little weaker in the day? I start off and I say, Lord, you said you give me strength for the day, but I've been taking hits right and left, and I'm kind of staggering a little bit. I'm struggling a little bit. Well, he has something for that too. Huh? Let's go to Isaiah. 41st chapter and the 10th verse. I think somebody mentioned this as one of their favorite verses recently. Isaiah 41 and 10. Huh? What? Fear thou not. For I am with thee.
Be not dismayed.
Be not dismayed.
For I am thy God.
I am thy God. I will strengthen thee.
Yea.
I will help thee.
Yea.
I will uphold thee
with the right hand of my righteousness.
This verse of scripture is a mouthful. When you break it down little piece by piece, if you're discouraged, if you're weary, if you're tired, you can receive strength while you read it. He said, fear thou not. In other words, you don't have to be afraid about anything. I don't know whatever your trial, toils of the road is, fear not. Why? Why do I not need to fear whatever my toil is as I journey along the pathway of life? Why do I need to fear not? Because he said, I am with you. I am with you. The creator of the universe is with you. I am with you. So as long as I keep my hand in his hand, then I have him with me. Do I need anything else? Doesn't matter what the toils of the road is, if I have God with me. He said, I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am God. No. What did he say? He said, thy God. Oh, wait a minute now. So I can personalize it for me. I can personalize it for my situation. I can personalize it for whatever I'm going through. I can say, that's my God. You, Lord, you said you would be with me and you promised that you would be my God. So my God, I need you now. That's not all, see? He said, I might give you some more strength. Huh? He said, I will. Not one promise has he broken. Faithful to his trust is he. So if God says, I will strengthen thee, he means that and it's going to happen. So if I need, Lord, you said. These are the, he gave it to us. Did he give it to us so we could just think about them or? We're going to use them. Lord, you said in your word that I will strengthen you. Lord, would you give me some strength for this, for tomorrow? Right now, see? Lord, I'm in the middle of the day that you've given me, Lord, and I need some more strength to help me get through the toils of the road, Lord. I'm depending on you. And he said, I will strengthen thee. Not only that, he said, I'm going to help you. Wait, I am God. I'm with you. I'm going to give you some strength, and then I'm going to help you out. To get his help, I got to call on him, right? If I'm trying to handle the toils of the road all by myself, I'm not going to make it. But I say, Lord, I need some help here. He said, I will help you. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. You know what that lets me know? That as long as we keep our hand in God's hand, he never going to let us go. He said, I'll hold you up. Maybe when you feel like you just can't hold on any longer, right? As long as you still leaning on him, he going to hold you up. That reminds me of that the little poem about the footprints, right? You know the poem about the footprints in the sand, how the one saying, I look back and I see two sets, and then I see all they went down to one. Lord, why did you leave me alone? And he said, oh, child, it's not that I'm was upholding you. That's why there was only one set. I was bringing you through that. I am with thee, not only within call, but present with thee, the writer says. You know about that verse of scripture that talks about before you call, I'll answer? How does that take place? It's because God is already there, see? He already knows what's going on. And if I'm in tune with him and he knows what I'm dealing with, he's already there. And even before I start to call on his name, he comes to the rescue. Many of us can testify of God doing that for us. But we got to stay with him. Stay relying and depending on him, regardless of the toils of the road. Just keep on keeping on by the help and grace of God. The writer said, be not dismayed at the power of those that are against thee. No matter what we're going through or are facing, maybe you feel like people are against you, fighting against you. You got God on your side. Right? Just like David, right? When he was getting ready to go, he was like, wait a minute. I'm confused here. I know this is a big giant over there. But the last time I checked, we was an army of the living God here. And when he's in the picture, that it doesn't matter what the other side has. I am thy God and engaged for thee. He said, are you weak? I will strengthen thee. Are you destitute of friends? I will help thee in the time of need. Are you ready to sink, ready to fall? I will uphold thee with my right hand. You think there's some more promises about God giving strength in the Bible? Yes, there is. We're going to talk about a few more. But I know there's so many, many more that we can find to help encourage us. But you know what we need to do is just stand on what he's given us. Hold fast to what you have. Let no man take your crown. So all these blessings, these promises that I've given you in my word, hold on to them and believe them and trust in them. Let's go to one in Psalm. 29th chapter and the 11th verse.
The Lord will give strength unto his people.
The Lord will the Lord will bless his people with peace. Now, there's some qualifications there, isn't there? He said, the Lord will give strength to his people. So I have to make sure that I'm one of his. See, I can't call on him asking him for all these things. You know, God is not a God of convenience. He's not a God that you call on when you need something. God desires to be with us all the time. Right? So if I'm his, I'm one of his people, then I can stand on this promise to know that the Lord will give strength unto his people, and he will bless his people with peace. If I'm in need of peace, whatever I stand in need of, God has it for me. Take note again of these words. He says, I will give strength. I will bless. You know, sometimes we made mention of this before, and you've heard this mentioned before about knowing scriptures and memorizing scriptures. You know why that's so important? You know, I know we have the in our age and the technology that we have, we have it literally on our fingertips where we can find it real quick. But you know what's even quicker than your fingertips? Yeah. Having it up here and in here. See, right? Well, you don't even, and that's why, and when in the midst of an attack from the toils of the road, if I already have it in my mind and in my heart, I don't even have to look for it. I can know, Lord, you said the Lord will give strength unto his people. He will bless his people with peace. I'm in need of it now, Lord. Would you come to my rescue? See, you don't even have to look for it. You can start calling on him right away. You know, sometimes when you're fighting the enemy and when you're going through the toils of the road, you need something right there, quick, that you need. Maybe you may not have time to look it up. You need to have it on the ready. So get a hold of these things. Hide them in your hearts. Get them in your minds to know so you can have it. Because guess what? It's not a matter of if you're going to need it. It's when you need it. So why not be ready? You know, that's part of, you know, you want to, instead of worrying about tomorrow, be ready with whatever you're going to face today. So you can have these things in your heart and in your mind to know that I don't even have to look for it. I already know what you, Lord, I know what you said in your word, and I need you now to apply it in my situation. Would you come to my rescue? There's another familiar one. We can all quote it. It's in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse. What's that one say? I can do what? I can do a few things. I can face some difficulty. I can do all things of my own accord. No. Oh, okay. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. So this is a reminder for us. Don't rely on your own strength. Just whatever you're going through, as you go through the toils of the road, do not rely on your own strength, because your strength comes from God. So just acknowledge, Lord, I need you. And I'm depending on your strength for me in this situation. And we can know that God will come to our rescue. So the encouragement this morning, regardless of the toils of the road, keep being faithful. Lean on and look to God more than ever before. I'd like to read a few verses of that song. I want to read verse 2 and verse 3. The songwriter said, there are so many hills to climb upward. I often am longing for rest. But he who appoints me my pathway knows just what is needful and best. I know in his word he has promised that my strength shall be as the day, and the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. So maybe you're climbing up a hill today. Maybe there are some hurdles you got to jump over today. But know that God has whatever you need for today in order to be able to make it over and through whatever you have. Whatever the toils of the road for today, God has what we need. That third verse, it says, he loves me too well to forsake me or give me a trial that's too much. His people have been dearly purchased, and Satan can never claim such. By and by, I shall see him and praise him in the city of unending day, and the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. So there are some more tools that God has to equip us, to enable us to be able to conquer and fight through the toils of the road. I'm going to give a little preview. I believe this, the Lord started looking, when I started looking into this, it's like, Lord, this is more than one message. So we talked about strength that he gives for our day. By the help of the Lord, we're going to continue with never forsaking us or giving us too much to bear. And we'll start with a little preview of that one. We'll get the first verse of that one in Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter and the 6th verse. This is where we'll start, but that's just, this particular verse is just the beginning of this promise that we'll see as we continue with it. Next time, by the help of the Lord, that it was something that was expressed over and over and over again and then passed down to us. So in context of this scripture, this is when Moses was about to die and he was going to pass his mantle to Joshua. And he had some words of encouragement for the children of Israel, and he had some words of encouragement for Joshua as well. Deuteronomy 31 and 6.
Be strong.
And of a good courage.
Fear not.
Nor be afraid of them.
For the Lord thy God.
He it is that doth go with thee.
He will not fail thee.
Nor forsake thee. Here's a strong word, will. He will. That's been reiterated over and over and over in the scriptures that we read this morning. He will. I've said this before. We never have to worry about God doing his part. God, whatever God said he will do, he'll do it. We just have to stay faithful. We just have to not allow the toils of the road to discourage us, to cast us down, to hinder us, to bring any doubts and fears to us. We just have to hold on like never before and say, Lord, you said you will. You see why it's so important to have these ready? Because we don't know when we're going to need them. But when we do need them, we can have them ready. The toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. By the help of the Lord, we're going to dig a little bit more into that verse, never leave thee nor forsake thee. We'll talk about our example, Jesus Christ, and then we're going to talk about our reward, of why we go through the things that we're going, why we have to remain faithful for what we're going to get at the end. Why the songwriter said the toils of the road gonna seem like nothing when I reach that goal, when I gain the prize. I appreciate your time and your attention this morning. My desire by the help and by the grace of God, is to be faithful every day, each day. Just take one day at a time and not be discouraged by the toils of the road. And my encouragement to each one of us is keep on keeping on by the help and by the grace of God. And you know, the other thing is that if you haven't started with him, you can always, you got to start somewhere. There's going to be toils of the road wherever you're going. So you might as well be going to a good place and gaining something prosperous for you. And you might as well have God to help you along the way. You're going to have toils anyway. So if you don't have God with you, I encourage you this morning, get a hold of him and take him with you as you go through life. Again, I appreciate your time and your attention this morning.